Our next speaker is a Chicago-based comedian and musician. He did Your Stories way back at the Chicago Nerd Comedy Festival, and Katie, my other host who was to be here, produced it. You can find his music on iTunes and Spotify. This is Matt Griffo!
All right, so when I heard the movies, I immediately just thought about this one story, and it was when I was 14, and I was with my buddy Dave, and we really wanted to go see a rated R movie. It doesn't matter what the movie is, I don't even remember it. The point was that we were 14 and we wanted to see a rated R movie. And so we just went in. I was like, we're just going to ask. So I went in to the theater and I said, excuse me, we would like to see this rated R movie. And she said, no. Because we clearly looked like we were 10 years old. So I was like, all right. And then we went to the side. We're like, what are we going to do? He's like, I don't know. He's like, we don't have IDs. He's like, nope. I'm like, all right. So we left. We were like, well, it's done. And I was like, no, Dave, we're going to see this rated R movie. So we walked back in and we were like, excuse me. Can we please see this rated R movie? And she said, no. And we're like, damn it. So we're like, all right, what are we going to do? We thought about it. We're like, I don't know. And we gave up. We were like, fuck it. So we gave up. And then we just went to the dollar store like we normally would. And I was like, Dave, I got an idea. There's mustaches here. So we're going around the store looking for some things to get, because now I'm for sure we're going to get into this rated R movie. So we get some mustaches, I get some cheese puffs, because not only can cheese puffs be delicious, but they can also go inside a 14-year-old shirt to look like a old man beer belly. So, get that. As we're about to go, this beautiful girl from school is there. And I was like, we're going to tell her about our plan to see the rated R movie. So we tell her about it. She's like, awesome. Dave, are you going? And Dave was like, yeah, I'm going. She was like, cool, I'm going to go. And I was like, oh, this is the best day ever. So we walk over to the theater again. And we go in. And I've got a mustache on. And these... this man and lady who are underage, but who cares, right? So I have a mustache and my beer belly cheese puffs, and I said, excuse me, but I want to get some tickets for this rated R movie and for my two children. And the girl was like, okay. That's fine. So we get in, and I was like, nailed it! So we're excited about that. We get into the movie, we're watching the movie, and then Dave the entire way going in is flirting with this girl, because Dave at this point in our lives is attractive as fuck. Side note on Dave, we used to just go around walking around, and people would say, excuse me, are you a model? And he'd go, no. And then later in life, in his 20s, they'd say, excuse me, I'm sorry, are you a model? And he'd go, no, I'm a construction worker. And I'd be like, fuck. And they'd be like, wow. Back to 14 years old, though. We're in the movie, and then suddenly, Dave's getting a hand job. That's right. God damn it. Isn't that just my luck? That I'm going to go into the rated R movie, the dad, because I got the mustache, to go in, Dave gets the hand job. So the moral of that story is that tenacity and creativity can get you in. But your friend may still get a hand job next to you.
It's true. Your friend could always get that hand job.